Hey guys, this is Jeremy from Willett, and you're listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Friends, I've been sitting down with Lizzie Alexander, and he's on Facebook. Still or not?
I am on Facebook. I am horrible at getting on there. And I will challenge Jason and others that if you will hold me accountable to getting on Facebook, I will do it. I will get on there at least every day of the week. Weekends, that'll be my Sabbath. You know, people, like, they get home, they jump on Facebook. I'm like, I have ministry. I have family, I have friends. I don't have time to sit for 4 hours on Facebook. But if you'll hold me accountable, Monday through Friday, I will get on Facebook for at least half an hour. But that's only after I've spent at least half an hour in the Word. Because I can't spend more time on Facebook than I have in God's Word. If you post on my wall and I think it's sketchy, fair warning, I will delete it. If you post on my wall to pass something on or else you don't have faith in Christ, I will delete it. If you are just putting crap on there, I will delete it. But Facebook is the way this generation talks. And if I'm going to get out there more and I'm going to work towards the calling that God has on my heart that I've been kind of debating about with Him, I'm scared of the call. I am. I'm just as insecure as everybody else, believe it or not. But if I'm going to do the call that God has on my life, Facebook has to be a part of that. So starting this Monday, I will get on for at least 30 minutes, Monday through Friday, consistently, and I will respond back.
All right, so it's Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-Y, Alexander. Now, this is a little tricky. A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R. There is no E.
If you add a second E, you get like some 16, 17-year-old girl. That's not me.
So again, Alexander is spelled A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R, okay? And, you know, Lizzie, before we get out of here, I'm going to challenge you a little bit. You ready for it? What is this calling? Get to share it with our listeners. What is this calling that God has called you to, and you seem to be Jonah at the moment?
Can we discuss Jonah for a moment?
Sure.
Look at a map. All right. It talks that Jonah was called to Nineveh, yeah. This horribly sinful city. Look on a biblical map. Because, okay, Jonah gets on the boat. He's going the other way. The storm. They throw him overboard. The whale. He gets puked up on land. Have you ever thought about where Nineveh is? Nineveh's not a coastal town. Nineveh is a few months walk inland. So not only was he going the other way, he was going way the other way because he left where he was at and went to a coastal town first. Nineveh was inland by a few months walk. I mean, it's hundreds of miles away from the coast. So he was running. So yes, I am a little bit like that. Years ago, I had cards from church that said Lizzie Pitt. P.I.T., pastor in training, and I got to preach, and nobody can fully understand what happens after you're done preaching. The attack. I think it was Elijah that, you know, he just got to challenge all the priests of Baal, and then afterwards, he does this great race in front of the chariot, and then he finds a tree, sits down, and says, God, I want to die. I understand that. Am I called to be a pastor? I don't know. A pastor, one, you need to love people. Two, you need to be willing to fall on your sword daily. You know, I don't know how many times I've heard people go, well, out in the real world. Like, pastoring's not a real world job. I do optometry. I mess up, your glasses are messed up, and you're going to be mad because you can't see. When I've worked in a restaurant, I mess up, your food tastes bad. As a pastor, if you mess up, that's somebody's soul. A responsibility on a pastor, so much more than what this quote-unquote real world has to offer. Am I called to be a pastor? I'm not sure. I know I'm called to spread the word, whether that's through preaching or being a public speaker or an evangelist. I'm not entirely sure exactly where I fit in, because the pastors I have in my life, they set that bar really high as far as, they're phenomenal. They are people I want to replicate because they are trying to replicate Christ. But I know I'm called to speak. I have never, there's only one time I've turned down a speaking gig at a church, and it's because I was physically out of the country. That's the only time. I will speak at any church about my testimony. Or if you want to give me a topic, I will speak on that. And I think there's a place for having the Holy Spirit guide you. But, when people say, well, they write down everything. You know what? If the Holy Spirit's not leading that pastor in what he's going to say on Sunday, and they're just flying by the hip on Sunday, really, I take some offense to that because I can fly by the hip anytime I want. But people that really feel that, they're, this is what God's working on me this week. My pastor, just for Bible study, spends an average of 14 to 22 hours studying the Word of God, and we may go through a chapter. For Sunday, he does even more, and he'll tell people, Sundays are free. He gets paid for the other 6 days of the week. So am I called to be a pastor? I'm not entirely sure, but it's something like pastor, speaker, evangelist. I'm called to speak, and I need to do that more, and I need to put myself out there more. I don't know, maybe I'll start a YouTube channel or something.
Well, friends, I want to encourage you, those who are believers in Christ, put Lizzie on your prayer list, please. What I mean by that, too, is I want you to put them on there, not just to go, oh, Lord, I pray for Lizzie Alexander. I want you to be very clear. Lord, I'm praying for Lizzie to get clear guidance of what his calling is that you want him to do. Because, like he said earlier, see, I was listening too. What he said earlier is, it's all about God. He could do this without us, but he chooses to use us for in his plan. And it's so awesome. And so I guess I just challenge you, friends, to pray for our brother Lizzie so that he knows what his calling is in and through this whole thing we call the church. What is he called to do? And so, friends, I just encourage you to do that. Again, go to Lizzie Alexander on Facebook, LizzyAlexander, where you can find him. Or you can write me at jason@worldviewwarriors.org, and I'm sure I can get you some information about him, or send me your info if you want to talk to him. I'm sure he wouldn't mind, right? He wouldn't mind at all. So, friends, get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and in word. Friends, it is time to stop being silent, so do not keep silent. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.